free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September the 4th, 2019. Wake up, America. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what's going on with the attacks on not only the First Amendment, but the Second Amendment. Yesterday, I began with the Second Amendment. Today, I'm going to begin with the First Amendment. Because, as I pointed out yesterday, we have a new bureaucracy called HARPA. Very much like DARPA. And you should be aware of what they are about to do. Just as we've seen with the internet that was designed by DARPA as a tool to monitor the public. You know, they've had their very primitive propaganda that is really kind of laughable. You know, when you look at the official government press of the Chinese government, it really hasn't progressed too much from the ham-fisted propaganda we used to see in the early days in America. If you go back and you look at the newsreels and that sort of thing, and really understand that it wasn't Goebbels who started propaganda. No, it was Edward Bernays who did it for Woodrow Wilson in World War I. They just refined what had already begun, and Edward Bernays moved on from doing propaganda for the U.S. government into advertising and Madison Avenue and so forth. They know how to change your mind. And so we have seen governments first very clumsily, but getting more and more refined. I mean, it began in America with Edward Bernays in World War I over 100 years ago. And nobody does it better than the American government. You know, when you look at the propaganda that was being put out by the Soviet Union, they had two news agencies. They had Izvestia and Pravda. Izvestia meant news, and Pravda meant truth. They said, there is no news in Izvestia, there is no truth in Pravda. They weren't fooling anybody, even in the Soviet Union. But now the techniques have gotten much better. And with the advent of the internet, again, designed or proposed initially by DARPA psychologist J.C.R. Licklider in the 1960s, it was and is a tool of not only psychological manipulation, but also to be able to monitor whether or not their propaganda is working. They've now closed the loop on that feedback. It's very, very precise, and it is immediate, and they can continue to adjust the narrative. And, of course, one of the most important things that they can do is to make sure that you only hear their side of the story. And again, going back to the 1960s, the church hearings where he was interviewing William Colby, I played that for you yesterday. He said, are you writing articles for the national TV news? Remember, there were only three TV networks at the time. And it didn't really matter who you listened to, right? You all remember that if you were alive then. You would hear the same news stories covered on the nightly news broadcast. It was just, and the same take on the news by all the different individuals. It was just whether or not you preferred the personality of Walter Cronkite or Huntley and Brinkley or any other individual. So it didn't really matter. It was just who you liked to listen to. The content was the same because the content was coming from the government, the CIA. They were going to make sure that they had access to whatever the government wanted to do. And today, I'm going to play for you some warnings about what is going on in terms of what is happening with Julian Assange. We have the front man for Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, just had a concert and nobody covered it at all. And we got warnings from many other people in the UK talking about how this has completely been silenced in the UK because they are more than willing to give up the free speech and the free press there in that country, just as they are here, so they can have money and power and access to those people with money and power. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson band videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September the 4th, year of our Lord, 2019. Wake up, America. I'm David Knight, and we've got news about how the U.S. military is going to war with free speech. I told you yesterday that this is coming from DARPA. We've got a new spin on this, a new agency being proposed. Actually, started out 2 years ago. HARPA talked about it yesterday. They proposed this back in 2017, and of course, just as we see with DARPA, you know, DARPA has the killer robots projects, but yeah, they were just about helping little old ladies get across the street, right? And then eventually they said, well, you know, these autonomous robots, we need them to handle something like a Fukushima meltdown. They were also the people who, their very first design competition was autonomous vehicles. Now, they are very much involved in the weaponizing the technologies that are used for defense abroad in terms of making them instruments of tyranny here at home. That was what we were warned about by the founders, specifically James Madison. Interestingly enough, he's the guy who wrote the Bill of Rights that we no longer pay any attention to, right? And now, you know, as we see these articles, the one that was on Drudge for a couple of days, coming soon to a battlefield near you, robots that can kill. And they talk about a cluster, a swarm. They call it a sea mob of autonomous boats. They say, well, you know, if you were going by there, you wouldn't really notice anything because this is a military facility and they just got a little bunch of little inflatable dinghies that are zooming around with each other and everything. But if this is real and these guys are monitoring it, they would be making kill decisions about when to turn on their 50 caliber machine guns strapped to their bows. 50 cal. I mean, in case you don't know it, 50 cal guns are used to disable vehicles more than anything else because they can penetrate the engine block of a car and kill the car. It's not just about killing people. I mean, they can take out the entire engine block with that bullet. You can shoot through railroad ties and so forth with that. So, nothing to be concerned about. They call it a sea mob. You know, when I was on vacation, we listened to an audiobook. It's a few years old by Daniel Suarez. I really like this author. He did a book about genetic engineering called Change Agent. And if you don't read the entire book, you ought to at least read the introduction of Change Agent because it lays out perfectly the slippery slope of genetic modification of children, of babies, which means that those modifications, when you do it at an early level, and of course now, since that book was written a few years ago, now they're openly talking about not only changing, doing genetic modification to an embryo, but doing genetic modification to sperm. You talk about seed changes. If you genetically modify the sperm, any of those changes are going to be passed on to every individual down that line. If you genetically modify with some treatment what people who are adults have, that can be a temporary cure. It can be a treatment. It can be a temporary change. I mean, they've gone through and changed the eye color of monkeys, but then eventually it changes back because your body is replacing with the genetic code. It's replacing what they have modified. And so the whole gist of his science fiction book was, would it be possible to permanently change an adult? But he begins with a discussion where you have a couple of parents going in to a clinic where they're being upsold on various modifications that they can make to their child, modifications that will affect their physical ability, modifications that will affect their mental capability, modifications that will affect their longevity, and so forth. And, of course, each of those things are sold individually in a packet, and it's all being done on the black market because that is illegal, even in his imagined dystopian future. Very interesting, and I got off on that on a tangent because I wanted to talk about his other book that I listened to on vacation, which was Kill Decision. And essentially what it was about was a swarm of autonomous killing robots. And the implications of that. Now, of course, he doesn't. It's interesting, I found interesting that he completely ignored DARPA and all that. Didn't want to talk about DARPA. But he did bring up some very thought-provoking ideas. If you go in and you start modeling autonomous drones on ant colonies, putting out the same kind of you know, chemical signals to other ants to indicate certain things and so forth. Very frightening. And it completely changed all of the military-industrial complex's profit center. And so as a result, it turns out as you go through the book, spoiler alert here, there are some unscrupulous individuals in the military-industrial complex. Oh, you didn't know that, right? You didn't know that there are real Tony Starks out there before he was reformed, before he had his road to Damascus experience. Was he on the road to Damascus? I don't know. He was out in the desert somewhere. But anyway, there were some unscrupulous individuals who realized that it was such a game changer that if they could effectively use this to wipe out, let's say, an entire fleet, then everybody would have to go buy their new product. Planned obsolescence. And so when we look at the coming battlefield, we look at the robots that kill. You better look. You better not ignore DARPA. They're the ones who are driving this. They have a partnership with the military-industrial complex. Why do I mention that? Well, because DARPA is very much interested in shutting down our speech. It is a weaponized attack against our speech. When you look at what's going on, when you look at the systematic censorship that has taken place under the Trump administration. They started rolling this out with big tech partnership under the Trump administration. And you look at this and you say, why isn't anything being done? Yeah, we have a garden party, a PR event, but nothing is really being done. Republicans in general are silent about it. Nobody really attacks the core issue. Marco Rubio pretends that he is somehow concerned about the censorship of conservatives. He has to pretend that. But he's not. He doesn't invite Alex Jones to talk when he has a hearing about that very thing right after Alex Jones and InfoWars were deplatformed by all social media all at once. And a couple of months before, you had hundreds of other smaller organizations that, interestingly enough, and I've been saying this since it happened, the common thread was that they pushed against the military-industrial complex, the police state, the surveillance state, our endless foreign wars. That was the common thread. Yes, most of them were Trump supporters and conservative, but not all. You had Copwatch, you had Free Thought Project, you had many anti-war groups who were deplatformed at the same time. And so this is something that is coming from the military-industrial complex, and it is very useful for the Republicans to look the other way. They will never, never stand up to the military when your rights are on the line. Just look at the NDAA of a few years ago, 2012. Remember when they said, we're going to support indefinite detention by the military without trial, and they can torture you, they can send you to another country if they want? And they snuck that into the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, because that's what they fund the military out of. And even though some of the people would stand up and say, well, you know, I'm really not comfortable with that, I'm really not comfortable with, you know, people being snatched off the street by the military and completely suspending due process. But we've got to fund the military. We've got to pass this NDAA. And so now anything that gets stuck in the NDAA gets passed. Well, this is something that is coming from the military. And they've also been told by the military, as a matter of fact, I covered it back in, when it happened, November 2017, I've been talking about the fact that the military went to the hearings at that time after the tech giants left. They went back and said, we have to silence the cannons on social media because we will have division and that could lead to civil war here. So this is a pacification of the U.S. population by hiding information from you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are only a few days left for you to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90 for free. That's 90 powerful enzyme capsules designed to help you digest and absorb protein and fat and to clean out your guts in a healthy way. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product and needs no introduction. But Carnivore is so amazing that I want to offer you a free bottle of it so you can experience how great it is. We will be out of Carnivore in just the next week or so at current sales levels. I'm doing this because it's such an important product for people. I want those of you on the fence to experience it like so many others have. So again, we are running this special as long as our stock of Carnivore 90 is still here. Get your DNA Force Plus 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more, and this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable, and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force, Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products, and I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better, and then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wildcrafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Wish you were here, right? You would think, as many people have pointed out, you would think that if Roger Waters, frontman for Pink Floyd, if he was to hold a concert on a sidewalk, if it was to be highly publicized on social media that he was going to be there at this free concert, you think that you might have the press talk about that, right? But not in the UK. Not in the UK. As a matter of fact, there was absolutely nothing, and that is the story. The dog that did not bark, as Sherlock Holmes pointed out. Mainstream media completely ignored Roger Waters' performance outside the British Interior Ministry on Monday evening. Why did they ignore it? You know, because we had so much coverage, didn't we, of the Branson, Venezuela Aid Live show. Remember that? Remember that, where they were going to raise money in Venezuela, and they were going to give it to the poor people of Venezuela? It was something that was organized by Richard Branson. Yeah, it turns out, as Caitlin Johnstone pointed out, that money really didn't go to the poor people. It went to the political party, the candidate that was the choice of the Pentagon to take over leadership of Venezuela. But it was heavily covered, heavily covered. Now, this is a grassroots movement to try to help the poor people, right? And yet when John Waters holds a public performance outside the British Interior Ministry office on Monday evening, nothing was talked about because that was in support of Julian Assange. Roger Waters performed Wish You Were Here in support of Julian Assange yesterday. The event was heavily promoted on Twitter by WikiLeaks, by Roger Waters himself, and many others. It appears the lack of coverage by the UK media was a conscious decision rather than an oversight, reports RT. If Roger Waters were to open his guitar case and sing on a street corner anywhere in the world, this would be a major cultural news on mainstream media, said one person on Twitter. Mark Curtis said, no UK journalist commented on this. He said, it's not silence. This is journalists defending the state, indicating to them, I'm on your side, not Julian Assange's side. I'm reliable, even as their own profession is under major attack. It's chilling. It's not the first time we've seen this. We saw this with Tommy Robinson as well. Remember when Tommy Robinson showed up to report what the mainstream press would not report about the grooming gangs? And when he showed up to film that, even though those individuals were not listed as protected or prohibited from being reported on, he showed that that was the case on the government's own site, they still immediately arrested him and whisked him off to prison within a couple of hours. And the press in the UK would not report on it. It was InfoWars and press abroad that brought that story out. The British press would not even talk about Tommy Robinson being whisked off the street, sent to prison without any due process. Kangaroo court process, complete silence. And so now they're doing the same thing with Julian Assange. Complete silence, not even covering this concert. And yes, it is about signaling to the government, I'm on your side. Because that's how these people make their money. It's with access. It's with access. You should be very concerned about any organization that produces its news by having a stream of politicians, whether it's Republican politicians or Democrat politicians. You know, Democrat politicians all go to CNN. The Republican politicians all go to Fox. And they're not going to call them out on their lies because that would cut off their access. If they are too rough with these people, it cuts off their access. Just look at what the Democrat Party did to Fox. They said, you have been too critical of the Democrat Party and our politicians, so you're not even going to be allowed to have your representatives at the debate. This is not a theory. And quite frankly, I have seen the mainstream press as the lapdogs, as the shills of both the Republican and Democrat Party for decades. As I point out many times in North Carolina, they would not cover independent and third party, not allow independent third party candidates even in the public debates, let alone cover them. They would say, well, this is a private debate and we're going to determine who we're going to allow in our private debate. Kind of like what we have with the internet, isn't it? Well, you know, Twitter is private and YouTube is private and Facebook is private, and don't pay any attention to these close relationships that they have with the Democrats and Republicans. They're just private organizations, and they will determine who's going to be allowed to debate. And it's not a particular candidate. It's not a particular party. It's the public who have a particular perspective that's not going to be included in that debate. And so as we look at this, we've got other people in the UK. John Pilger is delivering a chilling warning about Julian Assange and about the press taking a powder on all this. Let's play that video, video clip number 6.
What he'd like me to say today, he was adamant. Say it's not just me. It's much wider. It's all of us. It's all journalists and all publishers who do their job who are in danger. In other words, the danger Julian Assange faces can easily spread to the present and past editors of The Guardian, The New York Times, Der Spiegel, El País in Spain, The Sydney Morning Herald, and many other newspapers and media outlets around the world that publish the WikiLeaks revelations about the lies and crimes of our governments. Never before in my career as a journalist have I known such an attack on our most basic freedom to publish and to know. The message is loud and clear. Be careful, or you too will end up in an American hellhole.
That's right. And he talked about the New York Times. Remember the New York Times and the Washington Post? You remember how Hollywood, you had Steven Spielberg, you had Meryl Streep, you had Tom Hanks. They did that movie, The Post, talking about how brave and courageous it was that the Washington Post and the New York Times eventually published the Pentagon Papers. And it helped to firm up the freedom of the press. And now when they take a pass on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, it weakens and destroys freedom of the press and free speech. Isn't it interesting that in all these cases, whether it is Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, or whether it is the Pentagon Papers, or whether it is DARPA and HARPA coming after you, it is always the military industrial complex and the Pentagon that is opposing our First Amendment. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American Heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to Infowarsstore.com.
You have gone to Infowarsstore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
The first casualty of war is the truth. Oh, that is very true. That is very true. And the first casualty of that war against the truth is free speech. When we look at DARPA's role in NewsGuard, an attempt to get Microsoft and others to use a certification checkmark to say, you can trust news from this organization. Again, that produces exactly the type of thing that we're seeing in the UK right now that journalist John Pilger was talking about. See, The Guardian, The New York Times, The Sydney Morning Herald, none of these media outlets want to offend the government because they don't want to lose their position as being an authorized and approved of news source. And so they won't report about what is happening with Julian Assange. They won't even cover the concert and the speeches in front of the home office in London. They won't even talk about it happening. Complete silence. And John Pilger said, by defending Julian Assange, we defend our most sacred rights. Speak up now or wake up one morning to the silence of a new kind of tyranny. It's not just NewsGuard. that they're putting out, but it's also Election Guard that is also being done with funding from DARPA through Microsoft to be the operating system for electronic voting. And as I pointed out before, electronic voting began. The first place we saw that rolled out was guess where? Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. Some of his friends put together a company called Smartmatic. Now, that's moved around. It's been bought. Its name has changed and so forth. But it is still present here in the United States. There's two or three big corporations now that are doing electronic voting in the United States. Election Guard is supposedly going to guard the integrity of the election because DARPA and others are going to protect it from being tampered with by the Russians, of course. Let me tell you something. You can forget about the Russians tampering with our election. Haven't you seen over the last 2 years with this phony Russiagate that the real threat to our elections is the intelligence services here in the United States, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the FISA court, and so forth? That's where the real threat is. Yeah, it is a war. It is an information war. And they were losing it, said Hillary Clinton. That's why we call this InfoWars. It really is about being able to get the truth to the people, keeping them informed, holding the government accountable when it lies, questioning a government narrative. You're not allowed to question the government narrative. If you think that there was more than one shooter at the JFK assassination, you're just a conspiracy theorist, said the FBI, and they've weaponized that term. Anybody that questions an official government story, no matter how ridiculous, no matter how absurd, you are a conspiracy theorist. That's one of the things that they do. But I like to point out, and I've done this before, go back 102 years, 1917. We had just, Woodrow Wilson had promised not to get us into a war, and then he was very eagerly trying to get us into that war. As I mentioned earlier, Edward Bernays was helping him to propagandize people. And then something very, very unfortunate happened as part of their war on the truth. And you had an individual who did a movie. His name was Goldstein. He produced a movie called The Spirit of 76. And it was about 1776, the American Revolution. And guess what? The bad guys were the British. Yeah. Didn't want to have that because Woodrow Wilson was trying to drag America into a very unpopular war on the side of the British. We had no reason to be there. There was nothing at stake in World War II. It was a horrendous mistake to get involved in that. But he was determined to do that, and he didn't want to have anything that was going to make it more difficult for him to sell that very unpopular war to the American people. So he told Goldstein, you're going to have to censor this after it was premiered in Chicago. And the censorship office made him do some cuts. And then he put the cut stuff back in and showed it in L.A., at which point he was arrested under the 1917 Espionage Act. Under the Espionage Act. Because he did a movie about 1776. He was arrested under the Espionage Act. He was given a massive fine and sentenced to 10 years in jail. You won't be able to see The Spirit of 76. As a matter of fact, this guy had produced the costumes and so forth of Birth of a Nation, which D.W. Griffith's Birth of the Nation, regardless of what you think about the content, the costumes and the set pieces were absolutely extraordinary. They looked like they were motion picture versions of the daguerreotypes that you saw back then. And he was involved in the costuming side of that and setting up those particular scenes. You know, Birth of a Nation was the first time that anybody had done a long-form narrative movie. And so he said, well, I did want Civil War. Let's do the American Revolutionary War. Bad timing. And it wasn't yet the right time to have any, and I mentioned this so frequently because so many times we're told the Supreme Court has made a decision, should just shut up. That's law. Well, it was the wrong decision. It was an affront to the First Amendment and to free speech, but the Supreme Court had ruled in 1915 that there is no First Amendment protection for movies. How do you like that, Hollywood? You like that? You like that Supreme Court ruling as much as you like the Roe v. Wade ruling that you say is the law of the land? Law of the land, once upon a time, was they can tell you what you can put in a movie. And if you do something, there was, you know, no sex, no violence, no drug use, nothing else would trigger anybody left or right except the fact that it was showing Americans fighting the British. And the government wanted us on the side of the British to fight the Germans at that point in time. Now, 37 years later, the Supreme Court reversed that decision, 1952. They said, yes, there is now First Amendment protection for films. But you won't be able to find a print of the spirit of 76. There are no prints existing. They completely purged it. Will they be able to do that to InfoWars? Will they be able to do that? They've worked. YouTube is bragging about how they have shut down 100,000 videos. It's not just InfoWars. It's other organizations like the Prager Institute. Oh, yeah, they censored them as well. It isn't about bullying. It isn't about anything other than they don't like you questioning the government's official story, especially the Pentagon. And so when we see this weaponized approach towards the First Amendment, it's actually converging now. It's actually converging. It's coming in at not only the First Amendment, but also the Second Amendment. And they're using the same types of tactics. Because once you sweep away the First and Second Amendment, once you say, we'll take the guns, we'll do the due process later, there's absolutely nothing left to constrain government from taking every one of our individual liberties and every aspect of our individual liberties. Secret Pentagon program is now being given power over the press. This is coming from the New American, the John Birch Society. They're very pro-government, but they're pro-constitution, not pro-government, but pro-constitution. And we're going to have joining us later in the broadcast. We're going to have someone joining us from the John Birch Society. We're going to be talking about what has happened at the climate. What was it? It's not a summit. I guess it was really more of a PR event in Salt Lake City. William Jasper is going to be joining us to talk about that. But everybody is talking about what the Pentagon is doing, left and right. And the politicians, left and right, are stepping back and doing nothing. Why? Because it is the Pentagon. Because it is the military. Because they are sacred. And everything, every one of our sacred human rights will be sacrificed on the altar of national security. But Hillary Clinton will never answer for violating it.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video. There are only a few days left for you to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90 for free. That's 90 powerful enzyme capsules designed to help you digest and absorb protein and fat and to clean out your guts in a healthy way. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product and needs no introduction. But Carnivore is so amazing that I want to offer you a free bottle of it so you can experience how great it is. We will be out of Carnivore in just the next week or so at current sales levels. I'm doing this because it's such an important product for people. I want those of you on the fence to experience it like so many others have. So again, we are running this special as long as our stock of Carnivore 90 is still here. Get your DNA Force Plus 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of "this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force, Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news. But it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention. But it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented silver sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out. The new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the new bureaucracy being proposed and give you a little bit more details. I talked about this yesterday. I mentioned yesterday that this began in 2017. This is an idea to try to help establish some kind of a health equivalent to what DARPA had been. And when they started talking about this, it was the Susan Wright Foundation that proposed this back in 2017. And they were putting it out there as, well, you know, HARPA would leverage federal research assets and private sector tools to develop capabilities to help cure things like pancreatic cancer. You know, we had Joe Biden say, we're going to cure cancer. I'm going to cure cancer. Well, you know, he should have done that while he was vice president. He had 8 years to do that. What's changed now that Joe Biden can cure cancer? Well, he can't cure cancer, obviously. If he could, he would have done something about it to save his son. So it's just a lot of smoke and mirrors. And it's a lot of smoke and mirrors when the Susan Wright Foundation advocates for HARPA, the Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, instead of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And they said, you know, there's more than 9,000 known diseases, and yet there are approved treatments for only 500. As you have the Trump administration's FDA shutting down using your own stem cells taken from your own fat cells. This is nothing other than being a slave to the big pharmaceutical industry that wants to be able to patent stem cells taken from aborted babies. This is not about helping the public. It's about making sure that you don't get access to anything that you don't pay through the nose for. And then also taking away your informed consent so they can force anything on you that they wish, including forced vaccines. And so they want to set up this Health Advanced Research Projects Agency. Do you think that might be used to push vaccines? Well, it will be used to push the red flag gun laws. But, of course, it's all about pancreatic cancer. You know, just like DARPA, they have the robots, and the robots are not there to set up a system of oppression over humans. No. The autonomous killing robots, that's not That's not anything that's you should be afraid of. You shouldn't be afraid of their autonomous vehicles and their plans to take away all private automobiles. No, no, nothing to see there. No, they're just here to help you cross the street. And they're going to babysit your kids for you. And they will, you know, lift you out of the chair when you're old and infirm and so forth. It's not going to be a Terminator series. Nothing to worry about with that. The defense agency's got your back on this. You know, when the defense agency talks about, when DARPA talks about implanting, openly talks about it. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not something that is hidden in the corner. They've openly talked about this. Mainstream media has talked about it. Implanting memories and selectively deleting other memories from your brain. Nothing to worry about, they say. This will be done to help soldiers with PTSD. Well, you want to help soldiers with PTSD? Stop sending them to useless, undeclared wars without a purpose and without an end. And then they won't have PTSD. But they're not going to do that. And they're not really interested in helping these soldiers. They're interested. Yes, they are very interested. You had the Obama administration spend $200 million, appropriate that for the BRAIN initiative. I don't know what that acronym was. It was an acronym, B-R-A-I-N, the BRAIN initiative. And they have all these different initiatives, right? HARPA is now being revived by the Susan Wright Foundation. They realize that after they couldn't get the funding back in 2017, as I reported yesterday, they decided that they would try to use the shootings that are being reported on by the media. And I say the shootings that are being reported on by the media because they don't talk about what's going on a weekly basis in Chicago. I'm going to get to that coming up. We had the Chicago mayor come back and say, well, that's the guns that people are getting from Texas. Oh, really? Really? Is that what it is? Is it Texans coming up there and shooting people in Colorado and in Chicago? I don't think so. I don't think so. Nevertheless, there's something else involved there. And we'll talk about that coming up. Of course, you know that. But after the Susan Wright Foundation failed to be able to get HARPA out there back in 2017, they came back and they said, hey, we could use gun control. We could use these shootings and we could talk about doing this in the framework of mental health. And just as we had the Patriot Act, now they have something that they've proposed to the White House called the Safe Home Act. Now, this is something that's being put out by the Washington Post. They said, according to three people with knowledge of conversations around the plant, so they've got people inside the White House that are floating a trial balloon here. Is this President Trump? Is it statist advisors? Is it Jared and Ivanka that are pushing this? Because, you know, Ivanka is as far left as Chelsea Clinton. They've been educated the same places. They were best friends before the political campaign. There is absolutely no difference between them. And as they talk about this from the very beginning, saying that they would leverage federal research and private sector tools. That's what they said back in 2017. What private sector tools do you think they're going to leverage in order to flag people as dangerous for red flag purposes? Do you think that they might use Amazon, Google, and Apple? Because we know that they are collecting conversations, that they're listening to what you're doing. We know that they pass that information on to the government. We know that the government pretends that that information belongs to them. If you buy their devices, if you sign up for their services, if you have their phones, then anything that they collect on you, whether you're notified about that or not, you know, if they're watching, and they are watching everywhere that you go, everything that you do, they're listening to your conversations. You know that. We've had, for a number of years, you know, people say, look at this. I don't have a cat. I've never had a cat. I don't talk about cats. But I thought, just as an experiment, because I started getting, as soon as I would talk about something in my home, I'd start getting served ads about that particular product. So I thought, let me pick something about which I have no connection whatsoever and have never mentioned. Well, let's talk about cat food here. And so they just had some conversations in their home about cat food, and all of a sudden they start getting served ads about cat food. And they're listening to everything else that you're doing. And this has come out, and now Apple says, oh, gee, we're really sorry about that. Amazon says they're sorry about that. Google says they're sorry about it. But they're not going to stop. And they're going to turn that information over to the government. And the government removed the last possible objection that any of them might have when it took away their legal liability. Going back to the surveillance that was being done by the CIA and the NSA back in the 1960s, it's why we had the Frank Church hearings and the Pike hearings in the House and so forth. And I played for you yesterday the clips where then-Director Colby said, we got people that we're giving articles to and TV, but can we not talk about that here? Can we talk about that privately? Are there any major news organizations like the Associated Press and the United Press that are on your payroll that are getting articles from you? Can we not talk? Yes. Can we not talk about that here? I mean, there's only two, right? It's only three networks, only two news agencies at the time. And they were in control of all of them. And they didn't want to talk about it publicly. Everything that they do is hidden from you. Everything that you do is visible to them. They make sure of that. Whatever you say in your living room. And so they will use that information. That'll be turned over to them. They've now been given legal immunity with CISA. They had CISPA. They had that they tried several times. ACTA, SOPA, PIPA. They were determined to give legal immunity to these corporations so they would have no objection to turning over information that they collect on you to the government. I believe, and so does Paul Joseph Watson. He's got an article about this at Infowars.com. Trump administration considering a social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. Are you a dangerous individual? Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun. Maybe you should have the guns that you have confiscated. This is what is the trial balloon that's now being floated by some people in and around the White House. And when we come back, we'll get into more details of that. Folks, if you want to keep us here, if you want to keep a free press, if you want to have people who are not going to overlook the obvious tyranny, who are not going to overlook the obvious lies in the government narrative, that's why they have attacked InfoWars, because it is an information war, and they were losing it. And if you don't want them to win, you better step up and support us. We really do appreciate how you have supported us in the last year. We've got some new products, and we've got some specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation, the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Take a look at what we've got. We've got a couple of great sales of free carnivore if you get DNA Force Plus or Super Male Vitality. We also have a great new product, Super Silver Skin Cream. Very effective skin cream, natural ingredients combined with nano silver. Take a look at that, InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable, and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we talk about this new program, HARPA, that's being floated as a trial balloon by somebody within the White House and with the Washington Post. And there's a report up on it on InfoWars by Paul Joseph Watson today. As I pointed out yesterday, HARPA began in 2017. They were looking for a justification to probe deep into the public. And this is something that has been rolled out for decades, as I point out. J.C.R. Licklider, the psychologist at DARPA, wanted to set up the Internet in the first place. Intergalactic Computer Network. It is a psychological assessment from the very beginning. Go to the late 1990s. The fastest growing branch of intelligence since the late 1990s has been geospatial intelligence. Being able to map people out on what their political beliefs are, their religious beliefs, map out their personality, predict what they're going to do, their movements even. Activity-based intelligence. That's how Google knows more accurately than you do where you're going to be going. Sunday morning, I picked up my Waze, and it says, are you going to church right now? It's like, yes. It knows the time, it knows the day already. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're volunteering. You know, when you look at this, the thing that sticks out to me are these phony acronyms and these phony ideas about being volunteers. You know, as they're saying in the Washington Post, this is going to be a voluntary proposal, right? It's going to use volunteer data to identify, quote, neurobehavioral signs of somebody who might be headed toward a violent, explosive act. It would be a 4-year project costing about $40 to $60 million, according to the lead psychologist there. And he said, everybody would be a volunteer. Now, you can take that two different ways, right? You can look at this and say, well, you know, nobody's going to be involved unless they volunteer for it, right? Or you could take a look at it in another way. And that is, if you get an Alexa, if you have an iPhone, or if you have, an Android phone, whatever, you got a cell phone there. Or you sign up on social media. You got a Facebook or Twitter account. Or you use Google, right? According to terms of service, you have volunteered. Everybody is a volunteer. Remember those slides that you're seeing right there? That was Apple, right? They shut us down. When we were the number one news app on the Apple Store, they shut us down. Shut us down. And it was Apple that pulled those slides back up and just freeze them right there at the very end. It was Apple that the NSA, when we saw the slides from Ed Snowden, these were slides that were only released in Germany to Der Spiegel. The American press didn't really talk about this for some reason. I just can't imagine why the American press wouldn't talk about this. You listen to Rush Limbaugh. He jumps backwards and through hoops to try to defend Apple, just like he does the GOP. But if you look at what the NSA was doing, they were laughing about you and I. They said, who would have thought in 1984? Remember we had that iconic commercial, the 1984 commercial that kicked off the Macintosh? So they said, who would have thought, and they have a picture of that, keep it up there. Who would have thought in 1984 that this, and they show Steve Jobs holding up the iPhone, that this would become Big Brother? And that the zombies would line up to buy it. You line up to buy your Big Brother phone. Everybody is a volunteer in this new mind control experiment. Yeah, Michael Aquino, the NSA, the open avowed Satanist, called it mind wars. Well, that's, the information wars are now moving to Mind Wars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we see DARPA moving from creating weapons, very sophisticated, high-tech weapons of war, as a means of defense abroad, now they are engaged in controlling the election, controlling the information that you're going to see. Now DARPA has openly announced that they're going to be validating whether or not news is true or not. Is that really what you want? The most technologically sophisticated part of the military-industrial complex doing? You want them telling you what you're allowed to hear and not to hear? Again, going back to 1917, they said, well, you know, Woodrow Wilson didn't want that movie about the Spirit of 76 because he wanted people to support his war with Britain against Germany. And the bad guys in that movie were British. So he locked up the film producer, and there was no First Amendment rights, according to the Supreme Court, for movies at that time, not until 1952. 2 years earlier, the Supreme Court had obligingly said, no, free speech doesn't include movies. Hear that, Hollywood? Free speech didn't include movies until 1952. He was sentenced to 10 years in jail because he went against the military-industrial complex and the president's desire for war. In the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg was the one who obtained the information. He had legal jeopardy. He did not go to jail because of a legal loophole, and I'm not going to get into the details of that. But nevertheless, he gave that information to the New York Times and Washington Post, and they were very scared to publish it, but eventually they did. And so you had a Hollywood movie about how courageous that was and how important it was to stand up and to establish free speech, because they did have the ability under the First Amendment to publish information that was given to them and to not be punished as if they were the ones who stole it. But now we see that Julian Assange is being punished. He is going to go to jail. He may be killed before he gets to an American jail. He may die in Belmarsh. And the press in the UK won't even cover a concert done by Pink Floyd's Roger Waters, a speech made by John Pilger, a journalist, talking about what a threat this is to freedom of the press. The idea that if a whistleblower gets information about activity that may be criminal, it may be illegal, it may be unconstitutional, maybe there's the public needs to know. For whatever reason, if that whistleblower steals that information, that whistleblower has exposure going to jail for stealing that information. But if we support a free press, you're not going to lock up the people who publish that information, just like they didn't lock up the Pentagon Papers. But now they're going to do that to Julian Assange or kill him. That'll probably be what they are trying. That's what they're trying to do. They don't want to have a trial of Julian Assange because that's going to bring up some very troubling connections. But don't worry. You won't have the today's New York Times or today's Washington Post defend him. They're not defending him now. They're not going to defend him even if they bring him to America and put him on open trial. And so as we look at the way that this is moving, now you have DARPA-like tactics being used to push red flag gun control laws, HARPA. And they have a new acronym for this, Safe Home. And that's an acronym. Stopping aberrant fatal events by helping overcome mental extremes. A tortured acronym. Kind of like the Patriot Act. You remember that what the Patriot Act stood for? No, it's not really important, is it? It's not really important. I'll tell you what the Patriot Act stood for. I had to look it up. As much as I've talked about the Patriot Act and the harmful outcomes of that, how it's destroyed the Bill of Rights and our due process, helped to create a surveillance police state run by the military-industrial complex. You don't really need to know the phony acronym, but I think it's kind of telling. The Patriot Act, you see it with the periods after each of the letters, right? It stood for providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. What were those tools? Well, the tools are destroying the Bill of Rights. That's the most important thing they can do. Just like the drug war destroyed the Bill of Rights. Now they have the terror war destroying the Bill of Rights. And now they're going to have the war against insanity. Yes, that's right. Isn't it interesting how as DARPA moves into validating which, and it's not even validating a particular news article. You understand the difference? You can take a look at a news article. We have the New York Times. They've had to give back Pulitzer Prizes because they were just exposed as complete frauds. They've been caught any number of times. The New York Times, Washington Post, all these gold standards of journalism. They've had story after story after story after story that was false, that was known false and put out anyway because of their political bias. CNN is melting down now because they are fake news. They are the epitome of fake news. MSNBC as well because of Russiagate. But they are saying that's okay. They got that one story wrong, but you can still trust CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post. Even though they had all these stories that were wrong, you can still trust them as an organization. They're a trustworthy organization. Now, InfoWars, on the other hand, you can't trust anything those guys say, or Breitbart either, or The Daily Caller, or any conservative organization, WND. None of them. None of them. They're not approved. Not approved by Snopes. Not approved by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And as Snopes and the SPLC, who are used as the truthy detectors for social media, you know, social media had to purge anybody that wasn't true, right? And I have been saying from the very beginning, this is coming from the military-industrial complex. And now, because Snopes and the Southern Poverty Law Center have become laughingstocks, even to the left, even to the left, now they got to get DARPA involved. They got to take the mask off. And now you're seeing the hidden hand that has always been hiding in the glove of the SPLC, of Snopes, of these big tech companies. Google, Apple, Facebook. They were the gloves to hide the fact that it was DARPA and the military-industrial complex that had been behind this all along. Everybody will be a volunteer. Again, that is Orwellian. You sign up for that service. I have said geospatial intelligence, human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence, anticipatory intelligence, being able to anticipate in advance who's going to be a criminal and who isn't. And what do we do with those people, right? You know, under Western tradition, you don't arrest somebody before they even commit a crime, do you? Well, we've been trending in that direction, haven't we? We have allowed the punishment of people without convicting them, without even charging them with a crime. That's what civil asset forfeiture is. CPS across this country, and this is incentivized with billions of dollars from the federal government, have taken your children because of mere accusations, parents don't get a chance to see what the charges against them are. They don't get a day in court. And now they've decided that since you sat by and accepted this like a bunch of sheep, as they stole your car, your home, your cash, your plane, whatever, charging it with a crime and taking it, saying, no, it's all right, we know that you didn't do anything, but yeah, that car, I like that car, I'm taking that car. You step by and you let them do that. You let them do that to your children. Of course you're going to let them do it to guns. And all they have to do is they have to come up with a pretense for what they're going to do to punish people who are political dissidents. Not only taking their guns. That's just the beginning. You know that in every country, whether it's Soviet Union or Communist China, or even here in America, if you really want to get somebody, you accuse them of being crazy. You know, when they came after Dinesh D'Souza, they didn't just put him in jail for giving too much money to one person. They called him crazy. They made him get a psychological evaluation. That is what HARPA is about. It's about a broad system of tyranny that's going to label political dissidents as insane, just like the Soviet Union.
Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
There are only a few days left for you to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90 for free. That's 90 powerful enzyme capsules designed to help you digest and absorb protein and fat and to clean out your guts in a healthy way. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product and needs no introduction. But Carnivore is so amazing that I want to offer you a free bottle of it so you can experience how great it is. We will be out of Carnivore in just the next week or so at current sales levels. I'm doing this because it's such an important product for people. I want those of you on the fence to experience it like so many others have. So again, We are running this special as long as our stock of Carnivore 90 is still here. Get your DNA Force Plus 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This proposal is likely to be welcomed by Republicans as well as gun right activists who have argued that we got to get guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. How many times have you heard the NRA say that? Well, that's true enough, but how do you define mentally ill? You know, we don't want fake propaganda news out there, but how do you determine what's real and what's fake? Oh, that's right. The government will determine for you what's real and what's fake, and the government will determine for you who is mentally ill. What's the problem with that? Well, the problem, Republicans and gun rights activists, if you don't realize this, you have already been identified as dangerous individuals. Your very speech is dangerous, right? That's the basis for which you are shadow banned or kicked off of social media, because your speech is assumed to be racist or sexist or xenophobic or bullying. Yeah, bullying, that's tantamount to violence, and you've been accused of being violent. No matter what the left does, even when the Sisterhood of Traveling Burkas comes in and incites violent attacks against ICE, as I pointed out yesterday, you know, you had over the weekend, some woman threw a lit Molotov cocktail into an ICE center. Now, fortunately, she didn't know how to do it right. And it fell apart and didn't explode. But we've had another individual who decided that he would attack an ICE facility, remember, with bombs and guns and so forth. He also did not do it right. He was killed. But you have violent attacks that are being incited by the squad. And yet nobody even asked them one, you know, alternative press outlet asked them pointed questions. Do you disavow this violence? Do you disavow the lies that you told that incited this violence? No, no, no. Nobody in government is questioning them about inciting violence against people. But they impute this to President Trump, and no matter how many times he disavows it, they say, well, no, no, you're the one behind Charlottesville. It's President Trump. And no matter how many times he disavows any connection to any of the violence there. I mean, just to say that there were violent people on both sides, that's not allowed. Just like it's not allowed to point out that the Quad Squad is inciting violence. And they don't have to respond to anybody. They don't have to even deny it once. And nobody looks at them. Nobody talks about that. And so if you don't think that this new organization, HARPA, and its new program, Safe Home, isn't going to be flagging you as a dangerous person. And as I said before, red flag gun laws to take the guns are just the beginning. Because as we see abroad, we have people being killed all the time in London and elsewhere. In Lyon, there was as I reported yesterday, a couple of people were killed. A dozen were stabbed by guys saying, they don't even read the Quran. We don't know what his motives were, do we? Absolutely no idea what his motivations could be. He happened to be an Afghan who was seeking political asylum in France, but don't jump to any conclusions about Islam or jihadi terror or anything like that. I mean, we're not even allowed to use the terms Islamic terror, according to H.R. McMaster, I mean, the people in the Pentagon. Remember when they engineered the coup against General Flynn and replaced him with H.R. McMaster, one of the first things that H.R. McMaster said, we will not be using the terms Islamic terror here. That is now banned. You know, kind of like you see on social media. Isn't it funny how the Pentagon's agendas continue to express themselves through these private companies who want to have access to money and power. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. But it's not a coincidence that after their truth checkers, SPLC, Snopes, the Poynter Institute and so forth were a total joke, total idiocy. They've now come out and said, no, we will do the truth checking. DARPA will do the truth checking. And so we now have this is the way they describe it. We're going to have a program that'll technologically go through and scan everything to automatically detect, attribute, and characterize falsified multimodal media to defend against large-scale automated disinformation attacks. In other words, if you have something that is true, that they don't like, and it goes viral, they call it polarizing viral content. And they're going to shut it down. And they're going to do it with algorithms, they say. It'll be fair if a computer does it, right? You can't argue if the computer does it. But, of course, this is the same dodge that we have seen from Google, from Facebook and others when we realize that, oh, wait a minute, it's not really, the algorithms, yes, they are. They do have some algorithms, and the algorithms do express the biases of the people who are programming them. It is also revealed by whistleblowers that they actually have humans who are sitting there, who are listening to you, who are watching you, who are actually doing the deprogramming. It's not being done by an algorithm. It's being done by humans. They're talking about artificial intelligence. What they're giving you is artificial truth. and if you believe it, you're not intelligent. It's absolutely a lie. Now, as we look at this, it's not just Republicans. It's not just the gun rights activists. As I mentioned before, who are these people inside the White House that are giving this information to the Washington Post? Well, this woman who pushed all of this, Wright, she was the one, Suzanne Wright, the Suzanne Wright Foundation. Going back to 2017, they wanted to create this new bureaucracy called HARPA. And she has been talking about the fact that she is working with Ivanka Trump. The Washington Post says, Wright sees Ivanka Trump as the most effective champion of the proposal. And she's been briefed directly by Wright on HARPA itself. It would be perfect for her to do it, she said. We need someone with some horsepower, someone like her driving it. And let me tell you something. When Ivanka runs, and that's what she's being groomed for by President Trump, when she runs for office, I will oppose her as stridently as if it was Hillary Clinton running, because there is no difference between Ivanka Trump and Hillary Clinton. No difference whatsoever in what they want to take from you, what they want to push on you. One of the things that they say in this article is every time this has been brought up inside the White House, even at the presidential level, it's been very well received, said a person familiar with these discussions. You think that might be Ivanka or somebody who works for her, somebody that same mindset? This would be the healthcare equivalent of DARPA, and it would be a great legacy project. Let me say to President Trump, if you put in some kind of a vast psychological high-tech scanning to identify people that the government thinks are mentally ill, and we know how that's going to work out, like I said before. We know who they've already identified as having dangerous speech. They're going to be the same people who have dangerous speech now, according to the government and according to these people they're working with, are the same people going to be flagged as dangerous. You make that your legacy. Your legacy is going to be one of Joseph Stalin. He's the one who is the most famous, but not the only tyrant, who's used accusations of mental instability to attack political opponents.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have
their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Band.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join on the conversation from anywhere with Band.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Band.video. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our bestsellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is an award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you with every order of Super Male Vitality at 25% off a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As Paul Joseph Watson said yesterday in his article, he said deep fakes are just the boogeyman of the month being used by the military-industrial complex. Yeah, deep fakes, that's an issue. But that's not what they're doing. They're going to validate all the different news organizations that are true or false. They're going to ban memes and so forth. Anything that is viral content that they don't agree with, it is polarizing viral content, and they're going to shut it down. And as I've reported over and over and over again, I reported it before we were shut down, over a year ago, well before that, and stressed it after that. Go back to the hearings, and there's been many times that Congress has brought in representatives of big tech and said, what's going on? As if they didn't know. What's going on? I hear rumors that you are censoring conservative speech. Is that true? Because it certainly seems like it, but that can't be, can it? And then you have the other wing, the Cato Reason wing, that says, shut up. They're a company. They can do whatever they want. And then you have the Democrats, who've always hated Citizen United. They say, you can't have corporations out there interfering in our elections. And they say, shut up. They're censoring conservatives. Let them do it. And then in those November 2017 hearings, after the big tech people left and all the mainstream media left, you had a guy from who used to work at the Pentagon, who worked at the FBI, who was then working for a think tank, and he comes in and he goes, we have to silence the cannons of social media. We have to identify the people who are opposing the official story, who are being divisive and sowing discord. We can't have a civil war. If they've got polarizing content, they've got to be shut down. Now what do we hear? We got DARPA saying if it's polarizing and it's viral, we're going to shut it down. And they have always been behind this from the very beginning. From the very beginning. All right, let's move on. Talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. We have the president saying he is going to remove some troops. We now have, according to the official story, we'd never know really how many troops we have or which wars we're fighting, right? Someday we'll find out, get a full accounting of all the wars. If you can't get a full accounting of all the wars, are they going to tell you how many troops they got in a particular country? Well, the official story is that we currently have 14,000 soldiers in Afghanistan now. And this is 18 years after the war began, 15 years after President Bush declared that the war was won. We have 14,000. President Trump is going to leave 8,600 there. But he's going to take back less than half. And he said, when he went on Fox News with Brian Kilmeade, he said, we will always have a presence in Afghanistan. So I think we need to change the name of the country. Let's not call it Afghanistan. Let's call it Afghanistan, because we're going to be a staying there forever. And we've had this pronouncement from the Pentagon long before President Trump became President Trump. Remember, before the election, you had people at the Pentagon saying, well, I don't see us getting out of there at least for another 20 years. And that was just a couple of years ago. And then when President Trump said, we're getting out of Afghanistan, it's time, we're getting out. You had high-ranking officials in the Pentagon on the Joint Chief of Staff that said, we're staying. President Trump says, we're leaving. That was, what, about a year, year and a half ago? President Trump said, we're leaving. And the Pentagon says, no, we're staying. Now, if that was President Truman, what do you think he would have done? Well, we know what he did. When MacArthur contradicted him, he fired MacArthur. He said, we have civilian leadership here. Well, we don't have civilians in charge, and we don't have leadership anymore. The military is in charge. They said, we're staying. We're staying. We're staying. We will always have a presence there. And that's exactly what's right. You know, when President Bush declared the Afghanistan war to be, quote, the first victory in the war on terror, I don't think he was engaging in hyperbole. I don't think he was lying to people. I don't think he was stupid. I think he was telling you the truth. Because the purpose of the war on terror is a war on a tactic. And as Rand Paul said, every military official that he talks to, tell him there is no military solution in Afghanistan. The Taliban is in control of well over half of the country now. They've come back. Over 18 years, while we have been there, they have come back. And Rand Paul said, what's going on here? We're pursuing some kind of a village strategy like we did in Vietnam. Maybe if we just take another village, we can negotiate a better truce with them when we pull out. So this doesn't make any sense. Let's just stop this. Of course, we went there and we had, as Geraldo Rivera reported, American troops guarding the poppy fields. Nothing to see there, right? And the production of opioids, heroin, but also the other opioids that have become an epidemic here in the United States. The production of the ingredients for all of that stuff soared. It used to be that it went up by, they used to provide about, under the Taliban, less than 10% of the world production of that. And then under the U.S. auspices there, there's the troops guarding the poppy fields. Under the U.S. auspices there, they went up to bumper crops. And over 90% of the world's population now comes, of the production of poppies comes out of Afghanistan. So is that a victory? I would say it is. It's a victory for their war on drugs. It's a victory for their war on terrorism, a tactic, because their real purpose is not to stop people from using drugs. Their real purpose is not to stop terror. Their real purpose is to have a permanent war on drugs, a permanent war on terror, and to use those wars as a means of tyranny against Americans at home. You want to talk about Safe Home, the acronym for HARPA? Yeah, nobody is going to be safe in the homeland, in der Fatherland, as the Nazis called it. Nobody is going to be safe as we continue these perpetual wars. And as the National Interest pointed out, Empire America, why Washington can't reduce its military footprint. This is something that goes beyond the neocons around President Trump. It is bipartisan, and it is a policy that has gone back to the end of World War II. You know, we've decided that we think that we can impose democracy on cultures that don't have a culture or a religion that supports that. The only reason, folks, that we have had in the past a system that supported individual liberty and rights is because that grew out of a culture from Northern Europe that was thoroughly Christianized. You're not going to have that in America when we're no longer Christians, and you can't impose that on countries that aren't Christian. They're not going to accept that kind of government, and you can't win it militarily. They have lost every war of asymmetric warfare. Once they come in and it looks like they've won and they've wiped out the small military, the conventional forces that are there, and they settle in to impose democracy. Yeah, as if that was really their purpose. But as they settle in to try to control the country, then you have a system of asymmetric warfare, of guerrilla warfare, and we have lost every single one of those wars, and we will continue to lose those wars. And they know that they will lose that war with the American people. They know they will lose that asymmetric war. That's why they are so intent on taking our guns. We've got to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the moves against guns. And, folks, if you want to see the videos that you can't see on YouTube, you can find them at band.video. That's the new website, band.video. You can see our content and other content from other people is going to be up there. That's where you can find this show, Alex's show, War Room, band.video, and many other videos that they do not want you to see. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force, Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American Heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I've been talking about this whole program, we're going to be joined in the next hour, at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have William Jasper from the New American join us. He was at the climate party, I guess. Maybe that's the best way to describe it. Let's fly in several thousand people to preen and virtue signal about how we need to reduce everybody to a medieval standard of living. So he's going to tell us what the UN is up to, because they're the ones behind that. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I've been talking through the program about how DARPA, the people behind the autonomous killer robots, are now the people behind the autonomous killer robots to kill free speech. Because when you have a war, the first casualty of war is the truth, is free speech. And so that's what they're doing right now. They've taken off the mask. They are validating what I've been saying for years. I've been talking about this since Jade Helm. When was that? 2014? Anyway, 5 years or so, I've been talking about geospatial intelligence, how they are setting everybody up for this stuff. It's now rolling out with censorship, marking people as dangerous individuals because their speech is dangerous. Now we have rolling out through the Washington Post. Last couple of days, it's accelerating. I talked about it yesterday. HARPA, They first said, well, we've got DARPA that's out there creating killer robots, and they've got programs to control your speech, but we need somebody who's actually going to identify you as crazy so we have an excuse to lock you up. You know, first we'll take your guns, then we'll lock you up and we'll medicate you. It's medication time. Medication time. And Ivanka is the person that they are betting. They're very excited because she's very receptive to this whole idea. She's totally on board. It's for your own good. We'd just like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself, Mrs. Robinson. And I think we're going to have to put you away. Put you away because you're a danger to yourself and to other people because of, you know, your political beliefs. You are kind of deplorable, and you're kind of the dregs of society, as Joe Biden called all of us. And you are bullying and dangerous, as we've been identified by Facebook and by Apple and by Twitter and others. So we have to be purged, and you will be part of that. And all these Republicans who think that they'll be able to keep their guns because only the crazy people are going to lose their guns. Here's a newsflash for you. The government thinks that anybody who owns a gun is dangerous because there is an implied threat behind the Second Amendment. And it's the same implied threat that was behind mutually assured destruction. Remember the doctrine that said, okay, well, the Soviet Union's got all these weapons, nuclear weapons, and we're going to have a massive arsenal, and if they unleash that, we'll unleash ours, and everything will be destroyed. Well, that's basically the idea behind the Second Amendment. You don't want to attack American citizens because we're armed. It'd be like attacking the Soviet Union. If you want a full-on nuclear war, go ahead and launch the missiles at the Soviet Union. And if you want a full-on war here in America, go ahead and try to take our guns. You'll get that. That's really the reply to Eric Swalwell. He said, yeah, you know, we got nuclear weapons and they're legit. What he doesn't realize is that he would be setting off the equivalent of a nuclear war. And these people who, you know, talked about MAD, and it did keep the peace. It was a deterrent. You know, there's a balance. Behind every law that the government puts out there is the implied use of force against you to enforce that law. And behind the Second Amendment is an implied use of force to fight back when those laws are unjustified. And that's the balance that keeps that there. And if they want to destroy that balance, they will have a nuclear war. And they're going to start out by saying that we are the ones who are crazy. And they're therefore justified in taking our guns and taking us away. That is the bottom line, folks, behind HARPA and behind DARPA and what they are now doing. DARPA is now weaponizing our speech, our press, and our elections against us. They're openly funding controlling our elections. It's not Russia that you need to worry about. It's the Pentagon that's going to rig the elections. We've already seen that. We've already seen who was behind Russiagate. It's the Washington establishment. It's the intelligence agencies. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, we've got some sales up right now. You can get free carnivore. You can get a free bottle of carnivore if you want to try that. With DNA Force Plus, that's a 90-count bottle. You can get a 30-count bottle of carnivore for free with the purchase of Super Male Vitality. We also have our new product, Super Silver Skin Cream. It's a high-power silver sol technology. It's got nano silver in addition to other things like vitamin E, coconut oil, and other things that are going to soothe the skin. It's also important to fight infection and bacterial as well as viral infections. I got working in the yard over the Labor Day weekend. I had to change a tire on Monday. And I got severely bitten on my hand, and it really made a difference. It helped to control the itching, but it really helped once these open sores got there to keep it from getting worse. You know, if all these ant bites, you know, the ants get on your hand, and it's almost like they scream at once. And they all bite at once. You don't know they're there until they all bite at the same time. My son said it's actually they can sense the you're tensing, your muscles tensing after the first one bites. But really like this Super Silver Skin Cream. Many other products are at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. That's the only thing that supports your free speech here at InfoWars. And we are the ones who have been at the forefront of uncensored information. And we have no qualms about questioning any government narrative. Folks, let's take a look a little bit at where this is moving in terms of gun control now. We have the Chicago mayor, as I pointed out yesterday, you know, we had seven people tragically killed. I think it went up to eight. Yeah, it was up to eight. Eight people tragically killed in that shooting in Midland, Odessa. And 20-some-odd people that were wounded. And that's all the mainstream media is talking about still. That happened over the weekend. But the mainstream media doesn't talk at all about the weekly totals of shootings in Chicago. As I pointed out yesterday, the same number of people were killed in Chicago over the weekend that were killed by that single shooter. And you had twice, over twice as many people shot, wounded, 43. And you had eight people killed in Chicago. But the mainstream media doesn't talk about that. Well, Ted Cruz mentioned it in some of his tweets. And the Democratic mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightheaded. Oh, I'm sorry. She's light-footed. Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, she is kind of lightheaded, though. Blamed Republicans. She posted a chart that claimed that 60% of the guns recovered in Chicago come from out of the state. Really? Do they even make guns in Illinois? Do they have much in terms of gun manufacturing going on there? Springfield, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, they're going to have to come out from other places other than Chicago, aren't they? Is she saying that it's Texans that are going up to Chicago and shooting people in Chicago? No, we really know what's behind this, right? It's not the guns are actually being fired by people in Chicago, and they're going to acquire those guns wherever they get them. They're going to acquire them just like they've been able to acquire drugs. As a matter of fact, the people who are firing the guns are also the people who have a monopoly on the black market of selling drugs. You know, that whole prohibition thing. Do you remember it was actually 90 years ago, the Valentine's Day Massacre, 1929. February 14th, 1929, the Valentine's Day Massacre, where you had Al Capone and his gang kill a bunch of people in Chicago, right? What was that about? Oh, yeah, that was about drug prohibition, wasn't it? It was alcohol was the only drug that they were prohibiting at the time. You could still buy heroin over the counter at the drugstore without, you know, going to jail. You could get cocaine in your soft drinks. That's why they called it Coca-Cola. And we didn't have that kind of crime. We only had that kind of crime around the items that they had prohibited. At the time, it was alcohol. How many people? Do you remember how many people were killed in 1929, Valentine's Day Massacre 90 years ago? Seven people. Seven people were killed in the Valentine's Day Massacre. This last weekend, we had eight people killed in the War on Drugs Massacre in Chicago. And nobody thought that that was important to talk about it. And when it was talked about, the mayor of Chicago got very defensive and went on the attack against Ted Cruz, right? Eight people killed, 43 wounded, far worse than the Valentine's Day Massacre. But of course, you know, that's gang on gang violence from Prohibition, just like the Valentine's Day Massacre was. It also includes innocent bystanders. But let's not talk about the root cause of Prohibition. And what do you think is going to happen when you prohibit guns? We'll be right back and talk about that. Stay with us.
Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you with every order of Super Male Vitality at 25% off a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered Can't Miss Formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The Democratic mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, said Republicans are to blame. These people who were behind eight people killed, 43 people shot just over one weekend. This most recent weekend, and of course, gun violence and deaths in Chicago are way, way up compared to a year ago. But she said, that's not our problem. 60% of the guns recovered in Chicago come from out of state. Do you remember ever seeing the mayor of Chicago after the Valentine's Day massacre when there were only seven people killed, no innocent bystanders? And the mayor of Chicago in 1929 was blaming Al Capone, not saying that Al Capone got his guns out of Texas or some other place, right? Did Al Capone and his gang members, did they pass a background check to get those Tommy guns? I can't remember. Is that the kind of rhetoric that you would hear 90 years ago? They knew what was behind that. They knew it was prohibition. And, of course, what's behind the gun violence in Chicago is the war on drugs, and that's why nobody, including most of the Republicans, really want to talk about that. And even when Ted Cruz does talk about it, he doesn't talk about it in the context of what's really going on. It's drug prohibition, just like it was with Valentine's Day massacre. And yet it is far worse than what happened with alcohol prohibition. But as we look at censorship, and as we look at this massive program to roll stuff out, and including HARPA, saying we're going to have a systematic way to look at people scientifically and identify them as a violent threat. Well, they already have that. Again, if you think that they aren't going to identify you as a violent threat, whether or not you have a gun. And again, ultimately, they're going to realize that the guns are just a tool. They really got to get the people. That's going to be the next step. I've said that many times. So, well, if you want to red flag somebody, red flag the person. Give them due process, and then put them away. Because if you just take away their gun, they still got a car. They can get a club. They can get a knife. They can get a brick, as the one shooter said in Dayton. You know, knife, brick, gun. They can get any of that stuff. If they are a dangerous person, they can get any of that stuff and do violence to people. And so it really is the person that they're ultimately going to be coming against. And that's really what HARPA is going to be used for. And if you want to understand where this is headed, just take a look at YouTube bragging about the fact that they have banned 100,000 videos, according to their press release, for hate speech. They said most of these, they said they have taken down 100,000 videos at YouTube, 17,000 channels for hate speech. Hate speech. Now, I was one of those, this show. Do I sound like I'm pushing hate speech? So I'm pushing back against the government. That's what they define as hate speech. That makes me a dangerous person. They said this is a five-fold increase over what they did last year. over the previous period. That's not year to date. That's from quarter to quarter. They stepped it up by a factor of 500 times more. They said they removed over 500 million comments in the second quarter. And they have something that they call their intelligence desk. Maybe they were helped with that by DARPA, you know, to put in an intelligence desk to take this stuff out. But you know who they're not coming after? They're not coming after the squad. They're not coming after the anti-fascists. As a matter of fact, you've got AOC on Twitter backing a fundraiser for jailed Antifa terrorists who attacked a satirical straight pride parade in Boston over the weekend. These people got violent. They were arrested. And, of course, you know, AOC has incited violence against ICE facilities with her lies and rhetoric. So she's not only is she fake news, but she's also dangerously inciting violence. But, of course, she's fine. And she can have fundraisers for these violent people. YouTube's okay with that.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 million views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I pointed out last week, as I got banned by YouTube without any warning, without any violations, you know, one person trolled me and said, follow the rules. I said, please tell me what rules, because I've seen some posted rules from YouTube and they don't follow their own rules. And they've never, every time they have banned me, removed a channel, they have never had any, I've never received any notification of them from them of any violations of their terms of service. And I've never been given any explanation. When they took down my channel last August, when they did the InfoWars purge, I had a channel that had 60,000 followers. It had gotten to that point. The program had been up for about 11 months in the David Knight program. It was called Real News of David Knight at the time. It had been up for about 11 months. I had gotten to about 60,000 views about 8 months, with an 8 month, 60,000 followers within 8 months. And I had noticed it happened in two stages. They had never flagged any videos for content. But when the program first began, I was getting a lot of views that were getting 250,000 views. And then after a few months, the views started going down, but the subscriptions kept going up. I thought, that's kind of interesting. And then the subscriptions capped off about 2 or 3 months before they just pulled the plug on the channel. And as they're bragging about their censorship, this is a Breitbart story, came out yesterday. They bragged that they took down 100,000 videos and banned 17,000 channels for hate speech, five times as many as they'd done in the previous quarter. One of the things that they said was, because of our ability to remove content, videos that violate our policies generate a fraction of a percent of the views on YouTube. And so, you know, they're making sure that you don't see these videos, that you don't see these channels, and then eventually they ban them all together. They have what they call their intelligence desk. Oh, that kind of sounds like they've got artificial intelligence, doesn't it? No. Even though Google has bought every promising AI company, every promising robotics company there is, to monopolize that technology. That's one of the reasons why they're so dangerous. One of the reasons why they're so tightly connected to the military industrial complex. Remember that robotics competition that they had? That they said, well, this is simply about trying to make sure that we can, if we have another nuclear accident like Fukushima, we can send the robots in, they can fix it for you. See, it's not about you. We're not creating Skynet here. Well, in that competition, Google bought every single company that had a robot that could take a step. Boston Dynamics and everybody else. The ones that took one or two steps and then fell over, they passed on. But everybody else, they purchased. And the same thing has been going on with artificial intelligence. And so when you see they launched in January of 2018, we launched our intelligence desk. Was that artificial intelligence? You know, DARPA keeps saying, well, we're going to shut down polarizing viral videos. We're going to algorithmically identify them, you know, so that it'll be fair, of course. You know, it's done by a computer. We don't have any problem with that. No. It's being done by people. And here's what they say. That's why at Google, we have tasked over 10,000 people. They have 10,000 people as censors on YouTube. 10,000 people as censors on YouTube. And you know what their political bias is, don't you? That's pretty obvious, isn't it? That's one of the reasons why you need to go to band.video. That's where you'll find my videos, all the rest of the videos here at InfoWars, and many other videos that they will not authorize you to see. They've got 10,000 people. As I've said, Google is a search engine allied with the Chinese communist and the DARPA Pentagon to make sure they can hide information from you. The search engine that hides. That's what Google is. And so if you don't want that information hidden from you, go to band.video and you can see our programs and other content there. We're not going to give up. We're going to fight this. And let's talk about what's going on with guns, because that's now the target, guns. We have Joe Biden saying that it is absolutely mindless that magazines that can hold multiple bullets aren't banned. Yes, seriously, he said that. Let's play the video clip. Video clip number two.
Now, I was on a plane the last 2.5 hours. They got up to 5 killed. And we're talking about loosening access to have guns, be able to take them into places of worship, store them in school. I mean, it's just absolutely irrational. It's totally irrational. And it's all about special interest. And it has to stop. It has to stop. The idea that we don't have elimination of assault-type weapons, magazines that can hold multiple bullets in them, is absolutely mindless. It is no violation of the Second Amendment. It is it's just a bow to the special interest of the gun manufacturers and the NRA. It's got to stop.
Okay, that was Joe Biden saying that it is absolutely irrational, it is absolutely mindless, but as usual, it is Joe Biden who is absolutely senile. He can't even make a compelling statist argument anymore. This is the guy who was bragging just a couple of days ago about how he had been involved in banning guns that held multiple magazines. And again, somebody needs to set him down and tell him what a magazine is. He has no clue. There are no guns with multiple magazines, at least that I'm aware of. Maybe the DARPA's made some, I guess, but that's not really what we're talking about here. And when he talks about a magazine, by definition, that is a device that holds multiple bullets. So he thinks that it is absolutely mindless that magazines that can hold multiple bullets aren't banned. So he thinks it's absolutely mindless that magazines that hold multiple bullets aren't absolutely crazy. So I guess is there a magazine that holds just one bullet? You know, you shoot once and you have to take that magazine off. But I mean, that would almost be like a muzzle loader, wouldn't it? isn't that the military weapon along with cannons that the founders of this country used to get their freedom from the British when they came to take their cannons? Look, he wants to talk about the Second Amendment. Joe Biden, one thing he has always been, even if he's lost his mind, he has not lost his statist streak. As I said before, I've always disliked Joe Biden from the Clarence Thomas hearings, not because of what he didn't do to defend Anita Hill. She showed that she was a liar and a fraud when she and the rest of the feminist left supported Bill Clinton, who was accused by many, many women with very, very credible charges of violent sexual assault and rape. Anita Hill defended him. She tried to keep Clarence Thomas out, she said, because she was concerned with some of the comments that he had made as they were co-workers. And nobody witnessed any of that. And so the left was upset with Joe Biden because they felt like he didn't push hard enough on behalf of Anita Hill. But what Joe Biden was concerned about with Clarence Thomas was the idea that Clarence Thomas embraced the concept of natural rights. He was furious with Clarence Thomas over supporting natural rights, because that is what this country was based on. The idea that we have inalienable rights because we get them from God. See, that's why the society that we have here is not a society you're going to have if we move towards secularism and humanism. In humanism, the human is God. And that means that the government becomes God. And there are no such things as rights, as human rights. They're only government privileges that are given and taken away. The government giveth, and the government taketh away. See, if God gives you your human rights, the government doesn't have any authority to take it away. But if your privileges come from government, they exist only for a day. That's why that's the worldview of Joe Biden, even if he no longer has the mental capacity to express it, even if he himself has become mindless. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off as an introductory.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video. There are only a few days left for you to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90 for free. That's 90 powerful enzyme capsules designed to help you digest and absorb protein and fat and to clean out your guts in a healthy way. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product and needs no introduction. But Carnivore is so amazing that I want to offer you a free bottle of it so you can experience how great it is. We will be out of Carnivore in just the next week or so at current sales levels. I'm doing this because it's such an important product for people. I want those of you on the fence to experience it like so many others have. So again,
We are running this special as long as our stock of Carnivore 90 is still here. Get your DNA Force Plus 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is an award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Walmart has discontinued auto parts sales to prevent car accidents. And before I get fact-checked by the Daily Beast or BuzzFeed, this is a satire from the Babylon Bee, but their point being is that, hey, if people are dying from car accidents, let's stop selling auto parts at Walmart. And as I point out in the satire, in a bold move intended to curb the thousands of deaths from vehicles each and every day, Walmart has decided to stop selling auto parts. Maybe, you know, they could just stop selling supplies like engine oil. And then you wouldn't be able to drive your car. You know, kind of like the strategy that they are pursuing in terms of stopping the sale of ammunition. Then you can't fire your gun, right? Then you basically just have a club. We can no longer be complicit in an industry that kills over 3,000 people a day, said a spokesperson for Walmart. Every time we sell a muffler, a steering wheel cover, or a flame decal, we are potentially causing the death of a person. We cannot support that any longer. Now, of course, that is satire. And when I retweeted that yesterday, and you can follow me on Twitter, Libertarian. When I put that out, I said, be careful about this analogy. They're not using this yet, but they soon will be. You know, I have conservatives making the analogy, and yes, it is true. You know, because people drive cars on a ongoing basis, most people are familiar with being in a car, and they understand that, you know, it's how you use it, that it's not Ford or General Motors or Volkswagen that's responsible. If you crash your car, you're responsible for that. Nevertheless, because most people don't have guns, they think that it's the gun itself, and we got to take those things away. But they are going to make that argument, and as a matter of fact, they've already made that argument as part of the argument to ban automobiles. And as I said yesterday, you have to understand this tactic, because this is coming from the military. I spent most of this program talking about how DARPA and the Pentagon are now openly coming after your speech and how they now have a new bureaucracy that's being pushed by Ivanka Trump in the White House and called HARPA. And they're going to look at you carefully and decide if they think that you are a dangerous person. Well, they already think that your speech is dangerous. So what's the chances of that? If that's the case, they'll first come for your guns, then they'll come for you. But when the military fights a war, their objectives are to make sure, if you want to conquer the enemy, you make sure that they can't communicate speech. You want to make sure they can't shoot, Second Amendment, First and Second Amendment, and you want to make sure that they can't move. And so they are going to be coming after our cars, no doubt about it. They already are. They're already being banned across Europe, as I pointed out yesterday. But let's take a look at Walmart, because they did say that they're going to ban open carry in their stores, and they are going to stop selling most guns and ammunition. They're not going to sell handguns anymore, any handgun ammunition. It's not really clear to me what they're going to be selling. But they have now also asked the White House to pursue gun control. Hey, I would say to the executives at Walmart, do you remember the dicks at Dick Sporting Goods? You remember what happened to their business? You may be the biggest reseller right now, the retailer in the country, but you're not above a boycott. And you're really big in those rural areas where people like their guns. And this may come back to haunt Walmart. I certainly hope that it does. Because it was just 6 years ago that the Obama administration was pressuring Walmart to stop selling guns. And they rebuffed Obama. But eventually they went reluctantly to the White House and they talked to Eric Holder, then Attorney General and so forth about that. But now the shoe is on the other foot, isn't it? Now, even though they're not getting pressure from the president, they are bowing to pressure from the mainstream media, from the establishment of both parties. And the CEO of Walmart, McMillan, said that after talking to people inside and outside of Walmart, the company has also decided to send letters to the White House to ask for common sense measures on firearms. He said the Congress and the administration should act. Well, if they want to act, then the proper action, if they want to get rid of our firearms, is to amend the Constitution. If you don't do that, then the president and the Senate and the House and the Supreme Court and anybody else who takes our firearms show themselves to be liars, thieves, and oath breakers. And I say thieves because they don't have the guts to be robbers. You know, Lysander Spooner was wrong. He said the only difference between a highway robber and the government is that the highway robber steals your purse and then leaves you alone. He said the government follows you down the road nagging you after they steal your purse. Well, that may be true of the highway patrol and their ticket quotas. But for the most part, government doesn't act as a robber. Government acts as a thief. They steal by stealth. They sneak around. They take it from you when you're not looking. They don't come right up to you and hold you up like a robber does. And they are oath breakers as well. You know, just 1 month ago, we had a Walmart employee who was protesting the fact that Walmart was selling guns. This was somebody who was working with the e-commerce portion of Walmart, a 23-year-old, a millennial, imagine that, who didn't support the Second Amendment. And this guy, Thomas Marshall, signed a change.org petition that urged the company to stop selling firearms and ammunition. And he was contacting other employees on Walmart's internal company networks. They retaliated by blocking his access to his corporate Outlook email account and Slack, which is a workplace collaboration platform. Walmart said it at a month ago. This is August the 6th, 2019. Walmart said it has no plans to change its gun sales policy, reported Fortune at the time. We have been shut out of all systems, essentially ending our jobs without yet firing us. We will be seeking legal counsel, they said. And at the time, they pointed out that with a workforce of 1.5 million people, Walmart was one of America's biggest sellers of guns. A year and a half ago, Walmart responded with virtue signaling to the Florida school shooting in Parkland. They said, we're going to raise the age to purchase firearms to 18 to 21 from 18. And now what they have done is they've gone much further. Actually, quite frankly, I think that, you know, when we look at what happened to Dick's Sporting Goods, they had 600 stores. They were small compared to Walmart. Walmart has 3,400 Walmart superstores. Now, how did they get so big? Well, they got real big by selling ammunition and by selling cheap firearms. And it's kind of interesting because Walmart and the big hardware manufacturers used to be, hardware stores used to be a big seller of firearms as well. They got put out of business by the Home Depot and Lowe's chains. Many of the retailers got put out by Walmart. But if Walmart is going to pull out of this, then you're going to have a lot of mom and pop opportunities. About the only place that's still available is going to be the firearm business. But they're going to have to band together because it's going to be a political as well as a banking attack on all of these mom and pop retailers. You better band together to make sure you can still sell these things, because Walmart and these big corporations who are pulling out of this market, they're going to be working with the big banks to try to shut you guys down. All right, we're going to be right back. We'll have Alex Newman from The New American talking to us about what happened at the UN Climate Change Summit in Salt Lake City, and Angry Birds, too. How does that fit in with the UN agenda? We'll be right back.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 million views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil, and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable, and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Keep on lying. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment is William Jasper. He is the senior editor of the New American Magazine as well as the NewAmerican.com. He's going to be joining us with a report about what he saw. He covered live the UN Civil Society Conference in Salt Lake City. But we're going to start with what he has to say about Angry Birds movie number 2. And this basically is a propaganda piece that is sponsored. It's a joint production, really, of Sony Pictures and the UN. And it's a central part of that deal. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, so we don't interrupt the interview, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, that's what supports this program and everything that we do. Right now, we've got a couple of different sales, and we've got some new products there at InfoWarsStore.com. We have we want you to try carnivore because we know you're going to love carnivore. And so what we're doing is we're making it available for free if you purchase DNA Force Plus or if you purchase Super Male Vitality. With either one of those, you get a bottle of carnivore for free. Now with the DNA Force Plus, you get a 90 count bottle of carnivore because we know you're going to love this. So we want you to try that. We've connected it as a free incentive with two of our most popular products. We also have a new product, Super Silver Skin Cream. And again, it's got things like vitamin E, coconut oil, many other natural ingredients to soothe your skin, but also combined with nano silver to fight bacteria and virus. Because many times when you've got a skin irritation or a rash or whatever, there's a bacterial or viral component to that that is either the source of it or exacerbating it. It's a very, very effective skin cream. I've used it over the weekend, and you really should try that. Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com. Many other products, please support us because that is the way that we support everything that we do here. It enables us to do things like bringing you our new channel, our new website, band.video. Yeah, YouTube is bragging about how they have stepped up by fivefold the number of sites that they've taken down. You know, that's just a week after they were saying, oh, no, the CEO of YouTube was saying, oh, no, we're going to allow people that we don't like. They've got they admitted in this press release they've got an army of 10,000 people to act as censors. Well, if you don't like that, if you don't like everything that you see or hear being controlled or filtered through a so-called search engine, you know, YouTube is owned by Google, a search engine that hides information from you, then go to band.video. That's where you'll see our stuff as well as many items from other people. We hope to make this a free speech platform. All right, let's go now to William Jasper, senior editor with the New American. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Jasper.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me back again. I hope you're feeling better and doing well now. You're a very important contributor to the Freedom Cause, and I was very, very sorry to hear about your earlier health issues.
Feeling much better now. Thank you very much. I was very excited to hear that you went to the Salt Lake City Conference. And you got a lot to tell us, especially let's start with the entertainment aspect of this, because it's always the Hollywood tie-in that is so dangerous. And talk about this tie-in between Sony Pictures and the UN, this propaganda piece called Angry Birds Movie Part 2, right?
Right. The Angry Birds Movie 2. So this there was a Angry Birds Movie 1. This is a sequel. Everybody's got to do sequels. In 2016, and, you know, made quite phenomenal box office, $350 million, I think, in the box office worldwide. And this time they're back. It's an animated film, and it's produced by Sony Pictures, one of the big guns, one of the big five in Hollywood. And John Rego, the vice president for sustainable development for Sony Pictures, all these corporations have to have sustainable development departments, you know, because that was one of the big issues being promoted at this UN conference. So he got up there on the stage and praised this new partnership between the UN and Sony Pictures. And then he said, you know, this is a very important thing that we're going to be promoting. The United Nations is helping save the world. And then he showcased this video, which your viewers are seeing now, the promo, in which the actors and actresses who provided the voices for the characters actively propagandized, telling them we have to help save the world. It's important. We've got to all come together now. We've got to save the world from global warming. This is the time. It's time to step up. And so they, keep in mind, the audience here is little children and, of course, their parents and their siblings. So it's really quite insidious. They think, or they proclaim that this is a very noble thing they're doing. But no, they're indoctrinating children, young children, little toddlers. And surveys have already shown, multiple surveys over the last decade, that many, millions of children are having nightmares and are worried and having anxiety attacks because they think that the world is ending and that they have no future, or that global warming is killing off all the species, the polar bears and every furry, friendly little creature.
Well, wait a minute. It's not just the toddlers. It's Alexandra Occasional Cortex that's having nightmares and can't sleep at night. She thinks the world's going to melt down as well. So it extends to people.
Yes.
Because she was raised on this from an early age, because she was propagandized by Hollywood as well as the United Nations behind this whole sustainability agenda, as you, the New American, have been reporting for decades as we've been talking about this. And, you know, so it's schools, it's Hollywood, and it's all being driven by the United Nations.
Absolutely. And you know, this is really child abuse because they're psychologically traumatizing these kids for a political, ideological purpose. And, of course, they always have these civil society conferences immediately preceding a couple of weeks or several weeks before big UN summits. And we have two of them coming up this month. One is the big climate action conference summit of world leaders. And just a day before that, it's the Youth Climate Action Summit, which, of course, many of the youth who were at this Salt Lake City conference were being geared up and prepped for that.
Is Greta going to be speaking at that? William, is Greta going to be speaking at that youth conference?
Greta Thunberg is going to be over here. She's the new wunderkind who is being exploited, put forward as the world expert, the voice of youth. You know, so that's what they do at the
because AOC is just too old now. You know, she's they've got to get somebody younger than AOC.
They're always grooming young people. Every one of these globalist conferences has its young people's conference and children's conference. They bring little kids there and scare them and propagandize them and build them up, make them think that they're so important because they're speaking to the world. And so you can't blame the little kids, the Greta Thunbergs, et cetera, because their parents and their teachers and those at the UN who are using them are exploiting them and making them feel like they're doing something noble for the whole world and puffing them up and building them up. And so that's what we see happening. Not only are we having this month the global warming confabs at the United Nations in New York, where, of course, all the media will be exploiting this again. But on the same day, September 23rd, they're also having the United Nations Global Universal Healthcare Summit. So they're going to be promoting socialized medicine all over the world. And, of course, the main audience that they're trying to reach is the United States. We're the ones who are funding it. This is where the resistance to their globalist program is most important. And so that's why we are the primary target.
Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come right back and we're going to have you define for us really what is the agenda of this UN civil society. What they're really trying to push on people. I think it's kind of interesting that this is happening in Salt Lake City. It wasn't that long ago that we just had Mitt Romney pushing in Salt Lake City carbon taxes. And, of course, Mitt Romney, as you just pointed out, William, Mitt Romney was there with Obamacare. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our bestsellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is an award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wildcrafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
There are only a few days left for you to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90 for free. That's 90 powerful enzyme capsules designed to help you digest and absorb protein and fat and to clean out your guts in a healthy way. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product and needs no introduction. But Carnivore is so amazing that I want to offer you a free bottle of it so you can experience how great it is. We will be out of Carnivore in just the next week or so at current sales levels. I'm doing this because it's such an important product for people. I want those of you on the fence to experience it like so many others have. So again, we are running this special as long as our stock of Carnivore 90 is still here. Get your DNA Force Plus 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and get a free bottle of Carnivore 90.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nations has a plan to help the Earth, and they need all of our help before it's too late.
The Angry Birds Movie 2 is working with the United Nations on the Act Now campaign.
We need you to act now. Every choice we make matters.
Every action we take counts towards protecting our planet.
From the food you eat to the clothes you wear.
How will you?
That's right. They're going to take everything away. These people have been working on sustainability for quite some time. They've been propagandizing our youth, and it's working. Just take a look at AOC. And the squad, they totally believe this. They believe that they're not going to have anything, and they're going to share that with you. It is a program of imposed austerity, to take us back to a kind of medieval lifestyle. They're going to take away your car. They're going to take away your air travel. They're going to take away your air conditioning, your home of any size. They're going to take away your meat. You're going to be left with 5G. 5G, so that you can download stuff like Angry Birds 2 at high speed and watch that and see how wonderful this has all been. And, of course, we're talking to William Jasper, senior editor at The New American. He was at this conference for civil society that was being sponsored by the United Nations, and they were proudly talking about their partnership with Sony Pictures to propagandize toddlers. And you can see that article at thenewamerican.com. And also, William, you've got a video report there of the final day. UN document pre-drafted to give the illusion of consensus. This kind of reminds me of what the Rand Corporation used to do with their Agenda 21, you know, taking the this pre-done consensus in and pushing that to people. It's kind of a Rand Corporation tactic to get consensus. But then, of course, you know, they got more specific about Agenda 21. They moved it to the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. That's the key thing. And you've been reporting on this since back in 1992. You've also got a report up about what you saw in Rio back in 1992.
Yes, well, what we witnessed in Salt Lake City, and again, I have to thank you for publicizing this, because there were, as important as this was,
We're breaking up a little bit here. You guys need to reestablish contact with him? One of the things, yeah, we're going to reconnect with him. One of the things that William Jasper said as we were going to break, he said, yeah, they're pulling in, they've got an agenda for government control of healthcare. And I said, that's kind of interesting because, you know, this is being done in Salt Lake City. And it was just a week or so ago that you had Mitt Romney, previously, I think, most famously the advocate for Obamacare. He had created with Ted Kennedy, he'd created Romney Care in Massachusetts. And everybody like me who was saying at the time when he ran for president against Obama said, look, in 2012, he is going to there's no difference between Obamacare and Romney Care. The establishment made sure that whoever got elected was going to impose that. And that's part of a UN agenda as well. And so Mitt Romney was just in conservative Salt Lake City pushing carbon taxes. And now we have this UN civil society conference in Salt Lake City as well. Are they going to the heart of conservatism there, William?
Well, yes, they are. That was a very important part of all of this. Most people think of Salt Lake City as a bastion of conservatism. And of course, it has been in the past. And one of the reasons for that, of course, is because that is the headquarters, the world headquarters of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, otherwise known as Mormons. And they have exercised a very conservative, pro-family, pro-life ethos there in the area. However, leading up to this conference, it was very telling, of course, that the new mayor, who was one of the main speakers several times in plenary sessions at this conference and who was very instrumental in bringing the conference there, is new mayor Jackie. I'm going to get it wrong now. I had it down while I was at Kopczynski. Biskupski. Anyway, she is an open, out of the closet lesbian, and she has been bringing LGBT issues to the fore there. And so this, in my opinion, I've been doing the research on it, talking with people there in the Salt Lake City who are politically savvy, and they said, yeah, oh yeah, Salt Lake City was targeted the same way that Denver and other areas have been targeted, red areas, by the Soros, Rockefeller cabal. They poured tons of money into there, organized through the colleges and the universities. And we see that at this UN conference as well. The colleges and universities, which are, as you know, are virtually 100% enemy occupied territory, where Marxism reigns. Those have been very key features in this. And in this particular case, their departments of international affairs, political science departments. So,
Well, that's very important to understand that it's not a bastion of conservatism anymore. That's been taken. Many people used to be surprised that, oh, Austin, yeah, that's as liberal as California. That's by design, as you point out. Soros has worked very hard, pouring millions of dollars into local elections to get attorney generals and mayors and so forth elected in these areas. But tell us about this document. What are they actually pushing in this document?
Okay, so every one of these civil society summits, just like the general UN summits or in New York City, like the one coming up, the climate summit, comes forward with a declaration or an outcome statement, which then will be added to the archive of all of the UN documents that they can reverentially refer to at their next conference. They'll cite the Mexico City outcome statement or declaration, the Beijing declaration, et cetera. And then these are supposed to be set in concrete. That's supposed to give international weight to these things. So the outcome statement of the civil society summit, as I explained in my video reports from there, was typical of what we've seen over the last several decades. The civil society summits have now been formalized within the UN. When I first started, when I went to the first real big one, which was kind of the birth of the NGO civil society, that was in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro for the Earth Summit. And back then, they were getting all these different NGOs from the Sierra Club and the Greenpeace to Human Rights Watch, et cetera, to Planned Parenthood. And then hundreds, now it's thousands of NGOs, all covering all different issues. They were just getting them organized, and they were not an official part of the official summit. They had their own people's summit, but their purpose was the same. It was to agitate and to give voice, to proclaim, make it give the appearance that they were speaking for all of humanity, because they were from all these different countries. They were from all these, covering all these different issues, from indigenous to population to environmental to housing, all of these different issues. But when you look at them, and I did, I mean, I spent hundreds of hours going through annual reports of these organizations. They present themselves as grassroots organizations, that these are citizens of the world coming together. They're completely astroturf. They're completely synthetic. Meaning, if they did not have massive funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, MacArthur Foundation, Johnson Foundation, Gates Foundation, or from the European Union, or Norway, Germany, Japan, there's about 30 countries that provide the main funding, as well as the European Union, for all of these organizations. So they are really propaganda fronts for the globalists, presenting themselves as the global vox populi for the world. And so their purpose, beginning at in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, was to agitate and give this appearance that the world is calling for this. But then a few years later, 6 years later, in 1998 at the Rome summit, which I was at, that was to push for this international criminal court to empower the United Nations with vast new judicial powers. And there they actually brought the NGOs into the summit instead of agitating and throwing demonstrations and sit down blockages outside of the summit. They actually brought them into the summit and allowed them to basically run wild there. And I was able to sit in on many of the meetings where the UN organizers actually were working with the heads of these NGOs, telling them, okay, we need to have some people putting pressure on this delegate from Sierra Leone or this delegate from there. And so then these various NGO representatives would grab these delegates and demand to know why they're not voting the way the UN wants them to. And so it's a very orchestrated, completely communist-style operation.
Because the solution is always the same thing. You've got to have a planned society, and it has to be centrally planned, and it has to be the ultimate centralization is globalism that these people have always been about. As a matter of fact, John Schellenhumer, you're talking about how they're going to have an international court. He's talked about an Earth Constitution, a planetary parliament, and an international court. They have to have a global problem so they can offer global governance as a solution. Thank you so much for joining us, William Jasper.